Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You didn't get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Isn't this cool what you get to do?
Yeah, it's awesome. I don't know where else I'd be without baseball.
Sometimes you just have to sit and appreciate how awesome everything is. Today, obviously, we're appreciating baseball not being boring, and we're appreciating that FanDuel's jumping in and being a great, great partner for us. But also, we are appreciating just some things that we can't ever fathom would ever happen to us. That is through the eyes of Brandon Marsh. That is through the eyes of Aaron Nolan. That's through the eyes of Bryce Harper. Brandon Marsh, he gets to play with guys like Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. Aaron Nolan, he gets to play in actual really meaningful postseason games in the major leagues, these iconic moments. And of course, Bryce Harper, he gets a chance to actually be a role model and someone who people are looking up to now as almost like this iconic figure. All of these things, I mean, there's so much more, but all of these things should hit home for everybody who follows baseball. And I think that it was awesome just sitting down with these three guys and just talking about them and understanding that they do appreciate all this stuff. I mean, yeah, the Phillies, as we sit here, are 16 and 19. They don't appreciate being under 500. They'd rather be where the Rays are. By the way, the Rays won again in the big showdown with the Orioles. Now the Rays are 29 and 7. So, yeah, sure. I mean, they would love to be there. But go listen to Brandon Marsh, Aaron Nola, Bryce Harper, and you can see that these guys are showing up and, in their own ways, just loving life, loving little things that go so far, even in the big bad world of the business of baseball. So I hope you enjoy it. I enjoyed talking to all three of them. Once again, Brandon Marsh, we're going to kick things off with him. Then we're going to go to Aaron Nola, then Bryce Harper. Here you go.
So when I talked to you about in spring training, you were optimistic about the way that things were going to unfold in terms of how the game was going to evolve for you. Now we're a couple months later. Do you feel like, is it what you thought it would be?
To be honest, I just go out and play.
Yeah.
So I don't make the rules. It's been, games have been a lot faster, so it's been quick games, and we've been enjoying it.
For you, like, does it play to you? What do you think? I mean, you just go say you go out and play. Do you feel like it plays to you what your strengths are? It's okay if, like, it's not, if it doesn't. I mean, it's like...
I don't know. I really don't have an answer. It's just I'm out there just playing and trying to get in the box before 8 seconds.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the thing that you've... I know that you guys go through a little bit of rough patch now, but for you, what's the thing that you've enjoyed most about at this stage in your career, in your life, in your career?
the relationships that I've made with the guys, I think those are what I'm gonna remember forever. And being able to have the opportunity to play with some of my role models growing up, you know.
Oh, really?
It's very special. And so,
I mean, not a lot of guys get to say that, right?
Yeah, no, I'm super blessed and super thankful. So the relationships that I make with these guys and the staff, and even guys on the other side, we all know each other. So it's whether it's a moment on the base pass where we're talking crap to each other, just friendly chirping, and just enjoying the bus rides, plane rides, and the long road trips with the guys. That's stuff that I'll remember forever.
Do you appreciate that now? Like, when you're coming up, you want to be a baseball player. You want to be in the big leagues. And now you're sitting there saying, like, hey, listen, the relationships are as cool a thing as anything.
Yeah.
And especially when you have a relationship with your, like you said, guys that you look up to.
Sure, yeah. It's very special, and it makes you want to come into the ballpark a lot more, you know, and be able to play with those guys and perform with them. It's what I'll, God willing, be able to tell my grandchildren one day, you know. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to making more memories.
So, okay, so give me right now you're telling your grandkids a story. Gather around, grandkids.
Oh, I can't give up that stuff.
Well, I mean, if you got any, like, G-rated, like, anything that you, like, any anecdotal things that you hold dear, they're like, hey, you know, like, this was a cool moment. And maybe it's not even with your own team. Maybe, like you said, it's on the base pass or something. Because, you know, I just came from Masa Yoshida, the Red Sox. He just got a chance to meet Bryce. And said, were you nervous? Yeah, I was nervous. Yeah. I mean, that's a thing.
I would say, just being able to be in the outfield with Mike, with Trout, and being able to play on the same squad as Bryce. And I'm looking forward to being able to play in the outfield with him, too. So it's a... you know, moments like that where I'm sitting in the outfield, the game's going a little slow, maybe a pitch and change or something. I just look around and I see guys like that over to my left or right, and it's like, damn.
That's good to hear, though, man.
Yeah, no, but it's like I look up to those guys, you know? So I'm just super blessed to be able to have the opportunity that I have, and I'm trying to ride it out and have as much fun as possible.
You talk about Mike and you talk about Bryce. Two different people, two different players. But is it, you have a unique perspective, again, because you're playing next to different, same vibe. Like, how would you say, okay, this is what they're same, this is what they're different?
Their work ethic is, you can't compete with that, you know. It's, they prepare better than anyone. And the stuff they do off the field, before the games, the preparation, the routines, it's down to a T. And they are who they are because of it. And it's super incredible to watch. You know, it's like a video game, really. And it's super impressive.
But you get a front. I mean, you're in the video game, which is even better.
I know. I feel like whenever I'm here watching Bryce hit, or back when I was with the Angels watching Trouty and Shohei and Rendon hit and all that, I was just like in awe, you know. And I still see myself like in awe watching those guys compete up in the box, you know, get down to two strikes, take a deep breath, go in and battle it out. And it's super cool. It's impressive, and it's something that I like to try to take and implement into my game a little bit.
Just you're talking about it, and I'm like, man, there's not a lot of people on the planet who, you know, like, you talk about your grandkids,
yeah,
you're gonna be like, oh yeah, you know, that guy is the Hall of Fame, that guy is in the Hall of Fame. Like, they were over there.
I was there cheering them on.
if you Google it, there's some pictures coming up, you know.
You see when Bryce hits the homer against the Padres last year, you see me right here just cheering them on.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the stories I'll be able to tell.
It's unbelievable. When you talk about those two guys, and like I said, different guys, same work. I appreciate you saying, like, how great their work ethic is. Because one of the things I want to, like, pass along is, kids say, hey, listen, you can be talented, but you have to have the work ethic.
Yeah.
But also,
they wouldn't be where they're at without their.
Well, you too, right? I mean, you came to understand that too, right? You're a talented guy. Congratulations.
You
know?
Thank you. But yeah, you always got to work. Talent only gets you so far. So
Even for them,
yeah. They have to work just as hard, if not harder than us, to stay at the top, you know? And it's incredible to watch, and just day in and day out, no matter who's on the bump, they're gonna come out, they're gonna put up good at bats, four or five good at bats every day, and it's gonna be special to watch.
When you saw Shohei go up against Trout in the WBC, you had a unique perspective.
Yeah, you know, I was definitely rooting for the both of them.
Oh,
I'm huge fans, and you know, those two guys I look up to tremendously, and seeing those guys compete at one of the biggest stages, if not the biggest stage, in the world,
against each other. He's just
and it's like two outs, bottom nine, top nine, whatever it was. Trout at the plate, Shohei on the bump. You really can't ask for much more.
Could you? Were you like us, or like me, where you're like, I can't believe this moment right now?
Yeah, I thought I was dreaming. It was literally like a dream for a baseball fan.
Yeah.
Watching those two guys get to go at it like that, it was a dream. It felt like I wasn't real. It felt like it wasn't real.
And the fact you know him.
I mean. Yeah, and it's just, it didn't feel real watching it, and it really didn't hit me until after the game was over, and I was like, dang. Shohei and Trout just faced off with each other in the ninth inning, and it was like a storybook.
Isn't this
perfect
cool?
Perfect script ending, you know?
Isn't this cool what you get to do?
Yeah, it's awesome. I don't know where else I'd be without baseball. So,
what would you do? You have no idea. I asked Nola this.
I'd be the best video gamer in the world.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go. Call of Duty. I got off Fortnite. Too much animation on Fortnite.
Too much, yeah.
I got a little too Halo-y for me. But Call of Duty, Rocket League.
So a guy over there, we're talking about the Red Sox guy, Josh Winkowski, who pitches. He told me, he said he could be a professional video game. Now this is, I'm not asking you to brag, like, but he's like, if I dug in on it, I could. Are you at that level?
I believe so.
Oh,
I believe
good.
So. I put the video games up during the season.
Yeah.
Just because I'll stay up till 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I don't even have it plugged in. It's just sitting in the suitcase. But
in the off season, you're ready.
Off season, we run it.
All right.
Oh yeah, we're on it.
Can I ask you real quick about going back to the? You mentioned Trout. You mentioned Bryce. And I'm going to bring you into this too because you're really good. The marketing of good players, right? So, like, one of the things that, like, you've seen it with when you play with Mike, like, the world's best player or one of the world's best players. Seen Bryce, one of the world's best players. But everyone screams and yells about baseball, marketing of guys and everything else. And when you make the All-Star game, I'm going to say you're going to make the All-Star game. Congratulations. You're welcome. I'll see you out in Seattle. But you're going to be one of the my guess is that when they have the sort of a boost, you're going to be one of the most talked to guys because you've got a personality. You are.
I'm just a silly dude, man.
But that's what I'm talking about. So I'm not saying everyone has to be themselves. I guess this is my long-winded way of asking, what can MLB do to market guys better? Is there anything you can do? Do we have to just let this unfold and just say, hey, this, you're you.
Maybe some more mic'd up.
You like that?
I like seeing dudes from other squads, you know, seeing how they interact in the dugout and when they're on the field and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's even with the dudes on our team, when they get mic'd up, it's cool to watch that and see how people see where their mind's at and where their voice is at during while they're performing and competing.
But again, different personalities. Like,
yeah, you get to figure out a lot more about players.
Yeah.
You get to figure
probably
out.
Probably some stuff, like we see Mike or we see Bryce, and like, obviously they have to be a little bit more, I don't know, guarded is the word.
Yeah.
But the interaction must be like, hey, you know what? I've seen them give advice to guys. I've seen them show their personality. I've seen them joke with guys.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be a solution.
Hey, mic'd up, you know, just getting some more personality and getting to know everyone a little bit more.
All right. Well, this was your version of mic'd up. Thank you.
Thank you. And I could talk to Brandon Marsh all day long. Well, here we go. Another guy, a really interesting guy. One of the guys who is heading through this year looking at the business of baseball. He's going to be a free agent, or a free agent eligible anyway at the end of the year. And right now he's off to a so-so start. And this is Aaron Nola after a really good season last year, 3.25 ERA a year ago and 32 starts. We know what happened the postseason. And this year he's going to get it going. He's going to get it going, but the way that I know, the scientific proof that I know that he's going to get going is because he did the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. And that is science. You do this, you go do off to great things. Great things, no question about it. But first, you have to do the podcast. And that's exactly what Aaron Nola did. So appreciate it. Also, great answer. We're going to bookmark this interview. Great answer with about baseball not being boring. And then finishing it off with friend of the program, fan ambassador, fan banner captain, Ellen Adair, Philly fan, message for her. So that's always good. So here you go. Here's Aaron Nola.
That I ask everyone out of the gate is, why isn't baseball boring? And I say, isn't, because everyone's like, why is baseball? No, why isn't baseball? And there's no wrong answers.
It's only right answers.
Why isn't baseball boring? Yeah. Well, you're asking the wrong guy because I don't think it's boring. But
right, no, why isn't it boring? Do you think
for a player? I mean, to me, it's the best. Best sport, obviously being biased. You know, we got you grind it out for 8 to 9 months and you get your off season, which is great. But you're doing what you love. I do what I love, and try to be the best form of player I can be. But it takes work, and it's fun though. I enjoy the process. I enjoy studying the hitters. Being a pitcher, I enjoy studying the hitters and trying to, you know, get their tendencies and what they like to do and what they're good at and what they're not as good at. I like watching the superstars and other players that, you know, have good stories that have been in the minor leagues for a long time, because my brother was one of those guys. Was in the minor leagues a long time and then as a shortstop and came up as a first baseman, never played first, and now he's catching, had never caught before, so he's catching right now in the big leagues. And then there's other guys coming in now that's been Maggi.
Yeah, Maggi.
I heard, I mean, come on, man.
It's an unbelievable story,
like,
right?
To see those stories of players like that, it's unbelievable. It's amazing to see, and for them to succeed at this level, and it's the highest level in baseball you can get at. On a day-to-day basis, you can see great plays, you can see great pitches, you can see immaculate innings, home runs. I mean, it's awesome, man. I know a lot of people think it's boring watching on TV, but I thought hockey was boring.
Did you?
But I went to a hockey game for the first time.
Different.
It's way different.
Well, we just talked to, so first of all, one of the best answers, because I could tell that as you got going, it was good. It was like this, you believed it. We just did one with Tristan McKenzie, right? And we were just talking about, you mentioned hockey, going to a game. And, like, for baseball, going to a game in baseball is the best thing to go to a game. Yeah, and I know hockey, like you said, it's just different, right? Hockey, basketball, football is a TV thing, whatever. But did you feel that?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch hockey on, you know, I don't watch TV much anymore, but watching ESPN, like, I see hockey highlights, and game's slow, man, like, whatever. And then I went to him, like, whoa, this is not slow.
Yeah.
These guys play hard and fast. This is pretty sweet. And the fan, it's electric over there. Actually, I went to a Lightning in Tampa. It's a Lightning game versus Flyers. It was really good.
It was different,
It was way different.
Did you feel that way in baseball?
Sick.
When you went to a baseball game, like, we talk about, you know, when you walk into a baseball stadium, I don't even know if you remember the first time you walked into a baseball stadium.
Oh, man. I was probably, honestly, didn't go to a big league baseball game. The only one I ever been to was in, I was about 10, 11 years old in Minute Maid Park, and I really don't remember it.
That was it?
Yeah, I'm from Baton Rouge in Louisiana.
Okay.
We don't have really
teams,
but football with the Saints, that's about it. Those games were electric.
Yeah.
Right? Saints Falcons game, we used to go to those, they were awesome.
Yeah.
But obviously, like you said, it's way different in person. And, you know, coming to a baseball game, watching, you know, say you want to come watch Bryce Harper, you see Bryce, what walkout songs is he got? You know what? You know, he's a superstar. The guy, you know, he's had an unbelievable career so far, and he's got a lot more years left, and plays the game really hard, man. I mean, that's what you want to see. You see good teams, you see how guys play the game, and you know what they do when they get out, and when they succeed.
Who did you imitate?
Who did I imitate?
Yeah. Anybody?
Not really. No. I mean, I liked watching King Griffey Jr. I mean, I was when I hit back in the day. I wasn't a hitter.
But
I always liked watching Griffey and Ichiro. And those are my favorite.
But you know, like players. You said, like you see guys and you're like, you can appreciate them, and this is like. And being here, I mean, I can't imagine being in the dugout, like in that moment last year, and everything that happens with the crowd, with the you know, one of the things, awesome things about baseball is the anticipation, right?
I think too, it reminded me, being in the playoffs, my first year in the playoffs last year, and obviously watched on TV and whatnot those other years, but it's a whole different ballgame. You know, it's like there's nothing that matters except winning. Like, you play to win the game, and you play to win the game in the regular season. But once the playoffs, you either win or you're out, pretty much. Right?
Yeah.
You have to win.
Right.
And, like, all these stats go out the window, whatever. And the fans are wild.
Did it blow you?
It makes it way more fun.
Yeah.
You know, the games are longer, which it doesn't really matter because everything's so intense. Every pitch matters. Every pitch is intense. And you got a lot of juices flowing at all times throughout the whole game. It doesn't matter if you're up 10 or you're down 10. There's always a chance for the team to come
back. It's a cliche question, but going through it now, does it make you want to go to it more? Like, you always want to be in the postseason, right?
Oh, yeah. It's addicting. It's addicting. It's we'd have off days, like we come back to the city, like we come back to here from like Atlanta or San Diego, and we have an off day. It's kind of like, for me, I'm not playing every day. Right?
Yeah. But you still, but it's cool guys. With being here. Yeah.
I'm like, God, I don't really want an off day, man. I kind of want to play today. Like,
yeah.
The fans, seeing the crowd, like no empty seats in the house, being so loud, and the fireworks. You're one of, beginning of the postseason, you're one of what, like, 8 teams on TV or whatever, and then get to the World Series, you're one of 2 teams.
I like how you say it's addicting. So it is.
It's addicting. It's addicting being in that kind of environment, and everything's heightened. You know, the level of play is heightened, what makes it really fun.
When you love a game and you just love playing, is it hard? Like, you have to go through the business side of everything now. Is it hard separating those two? Like, it's, you know, obviously the cliche question or answer is no, I'm just focused one day at a time. But it's when you get to this level, it's not just going the wiffle ball in the backyard anymore. You have to deal with the other stuff. Is that hard?
Not really.
No.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I'm not a guy who plays for that. I play for the love for the game, and I enjoy pitching. I enjoy doing other stuff in between my starts. I enjoy watching other guys' bullpens and watch them throw and talking with them and hanging out with them.
You love baseball.
I love baseball, yeah. I love the process of it. You know, you go through struggles, you learn from it. You teach younger guys because you've been in their shoes before and struggled before, and to give them advice if they want advice how to handle certain things. I like doing that. And, that's what makes it fun for me.
And it doesn't matter, like, again, this happens to something you love that you get a paycheck for, the other stuff, but the fact that you can come here and love the game as much as you did.
You know, I don't play for the money, and if I played for the money, I probably wouldn't be still playing right now.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't, you're playing the game, you don't love it, you don't like to do it.
I don't know. A lot of people go to work.
But I hear so many people, you know, I hate my job. Not in baseball.
Somebody else.
I don't like my job, but, you know, got to go to it. Like, well, that must not be the most fun thing, is going to the job and not enjoying it.
What would you do if you weren't doing this?
I have no idea, man. I'd probably be working with my dad doing construction remodeling in Louisiana. Who knows? I don't know.
It's all good. The last thing is that we have a regular on the podcast, Ellen Adair, who's an actor. I don't know if actor. Yeah. Super, like, so I don't know if you could just, like, give her, to say something encouraging about you, the team, and everything else. A message to Ellen, because she comes on the podcast once in a while, and we just love her so much, her fandom, and so I don't know if you have can boost her up at all.
I know she is a fan of me. I've seen some of her shirts. I actually met her, I think, last year, a couple years ago, but the season's not won in the beginning of the season, and she knows that. But thanks for being a fan. Thanks for being a fan of myself, and we really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, man.
And finally, Bryce Harper, the guy that everybody's talking about, the major leaguer everyone's looking up to, including, by the way, other major leaguers. Masahiro Yoshida goes over, said, "You're my hero." He gets cleats, he gets a bat, so forth and so on. He gets to meet his hero, Bryce Harper. But what's it like to be a hero? What's it like to be a role model? Well, you know what? When people are talking about a guy, we sit down and we talked with them. That's what I did with Bryce Harper. I want to appreciate everybody. Speaking of appreciation, I appreciate everybody who has subscribed, rate, review, most importantly, listen. At BB Isn't Boring. Go to the socials. Thank you, everybody. And we're going to finish things off today with Bryce Harper.
So it's one thing to be good at baseball, but then when you become good at baseball, it's a whole other thing where you realize people are looking up to you. Do you remember when that first sort of took root for you?
I think it, you know, when you're younger, you kind of look up to somebody, right? I mean, you have an opportunity to look up to somebody, and for me, that was my dad. Some other people, it's professional athletes, singers, writers, anything like that. So to be able to kind of be in that light, to be able to, you know, have somebody look up to me, you know, you try to carry yourself a certain way, or you try to you know, play a certain way or act a certain way. So they do have somebody good to look up to, whatever that may be. So I think just being able to, you know, do that and be that, you know, guy for somebody is really cool. And, you know, I look forward to that opportunity and, you know, not just now, but for a long period of time.
Could you ever realize the magnitude of it? Like, it's like you see your dad, and obviously this awesome, right? But when you become you, and then it becomes another magnitude of oh my goodness, every single little thing I do. Could you understand that when you were younger?
I don't know if anybody can to that extent, right? But you know, the older you get, you represent, you know, not just yourself, but your family's name and the organization you play for. So you try to do that, you know, to the best of that ability, and be great at that.
When you hear something like with Yoshida, looking up to you, does that hit home at all? I mean, this is a guy from another country, you know, who is a really good player. And that's next level, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. You know, he's a great player in his own right. You know, he had an amazing career over in Japan, and, you know, that's why he's over here now, right? You know, he's having a great year to start off his career here, and he's an exciting player that can really hit the baseball, you know, for power, for average, you know, doubles, triples, homers, everything. So, you know, I always wish people the best, and being able to be great at what they do, and it's exciting when players can come over here and do that. So, I mean, for him to be able to do that in that market too, it's always hard. And, you know, for him to sign there and do what he's doing now, it's pretty incredible.
When did it get on your radar that, like, he named his dog after you?
Yeah, I mean, a couple years ago, I think. You know, but him, you know, being over here now, it's kind of coming to light a little bit more. What an amazing opportunity for, you know, both of us to be able to play on the same field together and be in the big leagues together as well. And, I mean, it's pretty cool.
The last thing is it obviously coming back from your injury, like, this is another thing that people look up to you. Like, people say, look at the work ethic that you put in, and this is the payoff. And do you understand, like, that, the impact that has on people as well?
Yeah, I mean, I look at everybody around me as well. You know, I think, you know, the trainers that I've had, people that have, you know, helped me get to this point, you know, my trainer back in Vegas, my physical therapist back in Vegas, you know, starting out with them, and then, you know, my surgeon as well, Altrosh. I mean, being able to put all my faith into him to get in there and do his job to the best of his ability. So I look at the people around me a lot, you know, because they sacrificed, you know, a lot to be able to, you know, get me in this position as well. And, you know, I'm very happy to be able to have the right people around me that have got me to this point, and, you know, very excited to be back and, you know, getting going again.
And I do ask everybody, why isn't baseball boring? There's no wrong answers.
I mean, if you just, you know, look at the players that are in it, the amazing talent that's, you know, in baseball, and the players that we get to watch every single day, you know, from Mike Trout to Otani to Soto to Acuna. I mean, you can go on and on about the young talent in this game, and it's a lot of fun when you you know, get to watch those guys do something, you know, that they're really special at.
Appreciate it. Thank you for taking